With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Friday, December 3. A 3-year-old boy has died after being struck by a car in the inner Sydney suburb of Glebe. Emergency services were called to the scene around 8:15 this morning following reports a young child had been hit. The toddler was discovered unresponsive and died at the scene. A 34-year-old male driver has been taken to hospital for mandatory testing and a crime scene has been established. Queensland remains on track to open its borders as planned, despite community transmission of the Omicron variant in New South Wales. The state government is also holding firm on border arrangements with South Australia amid a cluster there. There have been no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in Queensland, but 6 travellers have tested positive in home and hotel quarantine. A mystery COVID-19 case on the Gold Coast continues to fuel concerns of undetected cases. And a search of rugged bushland over the disappearance of Victorian campers Carol Clay and Russell Hill has wrapped up after human remains were found earlier this week. Investigators found the remains in bushland near Dargo in the state's high country on Tuesday after zeroing in on the crime scene on Sunday following 55-year-old Greg Lynn being charged with 2 counts of murder. The remains are yet to be formally identified, with results of DNA testing expected to take some time. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.